Let's go back to our text that we began with last week, and it's found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Ephesians 6, 18. I want to read that again, and our two texts, Ephesians 6:18 and 1 Timothy 2:1. That was our text. And thank you, Lord. And it reads as following. The King James says, reading from it, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Notice, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Excuse me. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And verse 19 says, and pray for me, that whatsoever I speak, words may be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. I believe that's the new, that's the NIV. And we started out talking about the prayer life of the believer, and we target or looking at intercession. And so you know, we've been praying for some time on a regular basis, which is good, which I think is awesome. And but my heart is stirred tonight, and I want to share with you. And I don't know how many of you have this book. You know, we read this book on our prayer line. You know, the Art of Prayer, and we have been through it. But it's just like you had eggs yesterday, and you had probably some eggs last week, but that don't mean you're not going to eat anymore. Amen. And let me pull up Ephesians. Now, why are you doing that? Okay. 6:18 in the Amplified, that's what I want to do. And this is what Ephesians 6:18 says in the Amplified. Have it up there. Praying at all time, on every occasion, in what? In every season. In the Spirit. Where? In the Spirit. With all what? Manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose. Watch with strong purpose. Persevere, interceding in the behalf of who? Is it up there? In the behalf of who? Who? Now, I read you, I probably read again, look at some of it anyway. But I want to read a portion from this book tonight in just a minute. Israel provoked God by their wrongdoing. And this is what the Lord wants me to talk about tonight as I read this. Sodom and Gomorrah were some wicked cities. They had all kind of stuff going on, all kind of wicked, ungodly things, homosexuality, and you name it, they were doing it. Yet, Abraham did what? Intercede for those cities. Now listen to this. What God wants me to share with you tonight and talk about, and I'm going to read what Brother Hagin said about intercession defined, okay? So listen carefully. You got a book, you can go home and read it again, but listen to it. He said the purpose of defining intercession or any other kind of prayer is not to limit or confine prayer to a set of rules and regulations, but to give a better understanding of what the Bible teaches about each type of prayer. You see? Equipped with such knowledge, the believer can cooperate more fully with the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit always works in conjunction with the Word. Now notice what it says. This is why you in your praying and when the Holy Spirit give you something, it's going to be in conjunction with the Word. Somewhere that Word can be found in there. If you just get out in left field and you can't base what you're saying, the Holy Spirit is saying, well, on the Word, then, well, you know, that's just flesh talking, or you're hearing from the wrong source. Because the Holy Spirit will never leave the foundation in what he interprets to us, and that's the Word of God. Everything he, even the time that Jesus spit and made clay of the spittle and put that on the man's eye, it was in conjunction with what the Word taught. Jesus came to heal. Did he heal the man? Did the man get his sight? If he had a spit and nothing happened, he just out in left field. But he confirmed the Holy Spirit and the Word was confirmed that healing, because healing really took place. Hello?